the wonderful parable that's preserved for us today in the scriptures and the gospel is one that the people would have really known in terms of their living. They were an agrarian, a farming society, and so they would have literally seen the farmer throwing out to seed the field and seeing some of the seed fall on the pathway, some of the seed fall on rocky ground, some of the seed falling among thorns, and some of the seed, again, falling on really good ground that bore fruit. So part of the question is, what does that have to do with us? And where are we within this gospel? Some years ago, I read a story by Sir Kenneth Clark. He was a British celebrity, and he was the one that produced the TV series Civilization. So he describes in his autobiography that he had an experience of God, and it was an experience that was so profound that it asked the question, was he willing to change his life? And his decision in life was he was so embedded in the TV world and the world of you know, all the pictures and movies and stuff, that he really wasn't going to make a change. And he wrote in his autobiography that he said, you know, I think I made the right decision to not change. Okay, it's interesting. But I know I felt the finger of God on my life. And in many ways, he represents the first piece of the parable, where the seed falls on the footpath and doesn't grow at all. But the offer of growth was there. Then there's a story about two brothers who committed themselves to Jesus Christ as very young, and they were very close to one another. And we'll call them Clarence and Robert. And so Clarence ended up becoming a civil rights person to represent folks. And Robert became a lawyer. One day, Clarence had a situation with one of his people that he was really concerned about and probably going to need some legal help. So he went to Robert and asked him to help him. And Robert said, no. And Clarence said, really taken aback, he said, why not? And he said, I believe in Jesus, but I will not climb on the cross for this situation. I don't want to get my political career in trouble. And Clarence simply said to his brother, my dear brother, you're a fan of Jesus, you're not a follower of Jesus. And that would be the second part of the gospel, the seed that fell on rocky ground. So part of the question for us is, where are we in all of this? On the first one, you know, we think, and for this is for the little ones, when your parents say something to you and the seed of God's love comes to you, but you walk away and you forget about it instantly, that's the first one. And then the second one is you hear what they say and they may have asked you to go clean your room, and you go to clean your room and you see that it's going to be a big job and you stop. For us as adults, it could sound like this. It could sound like, you know, we hear the word of God, and the question is, the word of God, has it touched us today in the readings? What leaped out at us? And have we brought it at least to the door of the church? But when we leave the door of the church, poof, it's gone. Or we get to our car, and someone pulls out in front of us. Poof, it's gone. Okay? So the third story captures us with a high school girl. We'll call her Monica. She was in Philadelphia. And she made the following comment. She said, I got concerned and I had a strange feeling in class when we had this particular gospel come up of the seeds. And my counselor actually talked me through it, and I felt like the word of God had come to me and touched my life, she said. And so there were some things I needed to change. And so I made a resolution to change those things. So one of the questions for us right now is, how are we doing on our New Year's resolution? Has anyone lost any weight? I have. But God did that. 30 pounds later, here I am. Anyway. Or how are we doing with our Lenten resolution that we made just some months ago? And she, in this particular story, she said, when I heard the story again, I reflected on it and I realized that I hadn't done any of my resolutions. Now, all the stuff I was doing was good because it had to do with school, but I really wasn't at peace and I wasn't as happy as I could be had I followed through on those resolutions. And so that becomes the story of the thorns. And the thorns would have been around the farm to keep the animals out. That's how that would function in the gospel. And so part of the question for us is, you know, do we take the word of God to heart? Or is the stuff of our life distracting us from it? It could be a difficulty, a problem, or it could be a sin even. Back to the car for the adults. So you're out of the church, you still have the word. You go to your car, you still have the word. Someone pulls out in front of you, the first person, okay, you don't say anything. But the second person that pulls out in front of you, you break into Latin with each other. You get the idea. And kids, same thing. When your parents ask you to do something, you see your friends playing outside, and before you get to your room to clean your room, poof, outside you go to visit with your friends. The word of God coming to us, how do we receive it? How open are we to receive that blessed word? And then the story of John T. R. Scott, or Stott, he wrote the book Basic Christianity. And he said, one day as a youth, I knelt down and I committed my life to God. And when I did that, everything changed. And I remembered, behold, Jesus stands at the door and knocks. And I have heard him, he wrote. And he said, yesterday was a really eventful day. Behold, Jesus stands at the door of my door. I invited him into my house. And he has come and cleansed it. And he has now rules it. And he said, it gave me such immense joy, a new joy. It's the joy of being at peace with the world, of being in touch with God, and never having him leave me. That's the fruitful soil. And so that becomes the question for us. Do we receive the word in such a way that it really touches our life, that it gives us peace, that it gives us joy, that it lets us know that God loves us, that God's with us? The gospel in a special way calls us into relationship with Jesus Christ. That seed of faith, that seed of the word of God is planted in every single one of us. And God wants us to be in relationship with him. So we pray. Father, let the light of your truth guide us to your kingdom. Through a world filled with lights contrary to our own. Christian, Catholic, is the name and the gospel we glory in. May your love make us what you have called us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. We take that prayer now into the Eucharist.